day in news.
It's time for the Sunday Morning Funhouse Show with Trade Martin and Jimmy J. Now listen up, guys. A lot of people are listening to this, so you better make it fun. Stand by. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. You're on.
Alita Gabe, he's always on the money. I'll tell you what, every Sunday morning, he's shouting it out, baby. He shouts it out for Jimmy on WMEX the night before, 6 to 9 on WMEX in Boston, 1510 radio. Anyway, good morning, everybody. This is Trade Martin, Sunday Morning Funhouse. The number here is 347-838-8898. And I bet you know what I'm going to start talking about immediately. But no, I'm not even going to say it. I'm not going to talk about it. You heard too much about it yesterday. I'm going to talk about something completely different. I want you to know that Christmas is 307 days away. How about that, huh? I start the morning off right. It's 307 or 308 or 306. It's right around there. And the election is about 260 days from today. All right? I'm not going to mention anything more about the election until the Colonel comes on or Kevin Bowles comes on or Jimmy J comes on. I spoke to Jimmy late last night. He was up late. He said he's going to try to be on the show with us this morning. I mean, it's his show, too. So we always keep him posted at what we're going to do. Jimmy's been real busy, and he's been running into a lot of different things. It's funny, he runs into it. If there's anything happening, he runs into it. It's happening to Jimmy. Trade Martin here, and the weather is pretty nice up here in our area. We're in the New York metropolitan area. I'm about 5 minutes from the big city, the Big Apple. That's right. Lisa just told me it's nice. The weather's mild down there, and we're going to be going into spring fairly soon. I got a feeling we're going to get a couple of cold days again and maybe a little snow, but I don't think we're going to get any big snow anymore. That's only my stupid opinion. All right, so let me see what I wanted to mention first. What I wanted to talk about first was, did anybody read about this girl that was burned by some black guys? A teenage girl burned alive by a black gang. No media outrage. I got to check on this story because I just saw the story, and I actually posted it. I didn't just see it. I saw it the other day, 2 days ago. I posted it on my page. Gaddy Edelman actually posted it first, and I'm going to check on this, and I got to just make sure that it's not a bogus story. Sometimes these stories are bogus, you know, but the judge's story is not bogus. Judge Scalia. Nino was his nickname. Nino Scalia. He was from New Jersey, you know. Trenton, New Jersey. And then he moved to New York City. Or New York, somewhere in New York. And then he became a lawyer, a judge, and a Supreme Court justice. And one of our very greatest. At least in a conservative vein. His death is being said to be a little suspicious. I don't know what the story is. But we know that Glenn Beck is fasting for Ted Cruz. And I want to get to my thoughts about, not about what happened yesterday or about what's going to happen, but my thoughts on the presidency is are thoughts, plural, so I have to use a plural verb. Anyway, the colonel should be on me soon. He's never delirious, you know, always serious, but he's funny. And Kevin Bowles may be calling in, or maybe Kenny Chandler from Vegas. I don't know. He tried to call the other night. We had a little problem the other night on getting online the other night because Blog Talk was offline. So our show did not roll on Wednesday at midnight, the midnight show, which is late Tuesday night, first thing Wednesday. It starts at 12 midnight. But hopefully we'll be all right this coming Wednesday morning at 12 midnight. What I was saying was, first of all, Cruz. Let me tell you about Cruz. We love Cruz. Very conservative. I mean, I don't believe that lying stuff that he's, you know, he may make, everybody makes mistakes. And I don't want to say everybody lies, because they try to say that to cover up Hillary's congenital lying, you know,
Did you say genitals?
Did you say
Hillary's genitals?
No.
Oh boy. Speaking of congenitals.
Yeah.
Speaking of congenitals, congenital, and genitals.
That's it.
We're setting history.
Actually,
by the way, just so you know, Obama couldn't make it to Justice Scalia's funeral, and he's not going to make it to Big Dog Radio Trade Martin's Sunday Funhouse either. He told me that he's going to be in Cuba buying a couple of boxes of Cohiba so he can smoke them along with Hillary and Bill.
You know, the problem was, you know, it was too far. It was five blocks away from where he had to go.
Listen, he's a little too busy, and he would have been golfing.
If it was a mosque, you know, if it wasn't a mosque, he would have went.
Controversial mosque to boot. Yeah,
yeah,
he would have been there. You know, because Baltimore is a lot closer than five blocks. The mosque in Baltimore was a lot closer. You're right. That's true.
I hate this.
And he's got to watch. He's got to be careful about how much gas he uses to get from one place to another.
Because he pays for it out of his own pocket.
Yes.
He despises Scalia. What are you going to do?
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, but he is quite the character, and nobody holds him accountable. So, what are you going to do?
Know, the reason is that he's half white. That's the reason they don't hold him accountable.
I don't know why he doesn't go with his white side over his black side sometimes. It would be nice if maybe one week he could be black and then the next week he could be white. I mean, I think the country would be a lot better off.
Somebody should kick him in his black side. Somebody should kick him in his black side. That's what they
I don't know. I don't know. It's like I always either use my outside voice or my inside voice. So why can't it be the same for his, right?
Yeah.
Oh boy. Anyway, Donald Trump, man, he's kicking butt. I'm disappointed because you and I talked about the fact that he kind of lost me when he started talking about and blaming George Bush for 9/11. I'm really upset about that.
Bush lied. Yeah, I used to use that in my nightclub act. My ex-girlfriend used to go, Bush lied.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, he lied.
The mass destruction. What?
Yeah. So I don't know. I guess it'll be interesting. And put it this way, we can't be any worse off if it does come to pass that.
The guy was on his name, I think, something Black. He was on Judge Judy last night. I don't know. Did you see it? He's some kind of a guru.
I did see parts of that. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
I didn't listen to the whole
GOP
thing.
GOP guru, and he says, he doesn't think Trump will win the presidency. He said he doesn't even think he'll get the nomination. He thinks it's going to be the Rubio or Cruz, you know.
Oh man, I don't know how they're going to pull it out, but maybe, who knows? Maybe they will. I just don't know. But it's nice to see Jeb Bush. You know, he just didn't get the traction, and I'm kind of glad he's out.
You know, it's funny that Antoinette said that. That's the first time she heard him speaking. He sounded calm and relaxed. He didn't sound nervous or anything when he was giving his
Yeah, goodbye. I mean, maybe he really didn't want it. You know, maybe he really didn't want it.
I don't think he really wanted it. I don't know.
I don't think so either. I think he was being pushed, but
he's probably relieved. I think he's relieved.
I think so too. It's too much stress, too much work, and quite frankly, too much embarrassment. You know, he's the only Bush out of a number of them that kind of wasn't successful.
Yeah.
Couldn't get any traction. He kept spinning his wheels. So, yeah, I mean, I think the same. I think he's relieved. So it is amazing the dynamics of this country, though, with Trump saying all these hurtful things to everybody, bashing just about everybody, and yet he's still climbing. So I don't know.
They like his style, and, you know, and he's so well-known. I'll tell you, I think he's the only person that could defeat Hillary. I hope so,
because if not, we're in trouble. I mean,
I don't think Rubio or Cruz can defeat Hillary. I don't think so.
It'll be interesting.
You know, listen, I keep on saying that Cruz, I mean, I love Cruz, don't get me wrong, And I don't dislike Rubio either. Rubio's pretty sharp. Rubio looks like he just dropped off his prom date. He looks too young to be the president to me.
Yeah, I guess that's really attractive.
He just looks too young. He looks like a young kid. He just, you know, I can't see. He doesn't look presidential. Looks like he's a good-looking kid. You don't get me. He's a good-looking guy.
Yeah.
And Cruz does not look presidential to me. I like Cruz a lot. I think.
Yeah, there's something about Cruz. I tell you, I was a bigger supporter of him in the beginning, but as time goes on, it's just the way his manner, his body language, his behavior, and the way he talks. There's just something I'm just picking up, big time phoniness. Now, I'm not saying that Trump is not phony too, but I give Trump credit. I mean, I think he just says stuff that flies off of his head, and maybe he believes it, maybe he doesn't. But the fact that he's saying it and he's still gaining traction says something about that. But Cruz, there's something about him. I just now I'm trusting him less and less, and especially with that Ben Carson thing at the Iowa caucuses, and you know, there's got to be something behind that. And so, you know, I don't know with the Canadian thing. There's so many things with Cruz, whether they're true or not, that just bother me about him.
Well, they say people say that if he couldn't win South Carolina, that's really so Christian evangelical.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where is he? What is he going to win? Where is he going to actually win? And he pulled off the thing in Iowa, of course. You know,
and I got to tell you, and I think everybody knows that if it weren't for that little chicanery and skullduggery that he pulled on Ben Carson, Trump probably would have won there as well. That's just my guess. Think he did take those votes away. But who knows? Who knows? You know, was that a sneeze?
No, I coughed. It was a cough.
Well, listen, I'll bless you as well. Akbar, bless you, trade. So anyway, you see the knucklehead.
I got no silence button. If I was in the studio, I'd be able to silence and cough and come right back.
Silencers are illegal. If you have one, you got to report it, and you're in trouble. So,
So anyway,
this knucklehead out and. Michigan, I guess it was, that ran around and killed about 7 people. And oh man,
what was that? I didn't know.
It happened in the news this morning. So
really?
I'm sure the president will come out and speak against guns again because it was a white guy.
He
probably was against everybody for whatever reason. So.
Oh, his name wasn't Muhammad.
No. At least I didn't see his name, but they showed a picture of him. So. But it doesn't matter because.
These guys go nuts.
Yeah, and then now there's going to be a whole bunch of people demonstrating on behalf of Apple to keep their phones secure and to not force Apple to come up with that backdoor, the Jim Morrison doors. He's a backdoor, whatever.
But
so
you know what?
Nothing matters.
They should just decrypt the one from the schmucks that the couple from San Bernardino. I mean, they should just get their phone, get the information off it, give it to the FBI, and that's it. And whatever.
Exactly, they could do that very easily, and nobody gets hurt, and nobody gets compromised.
They don't have the keys to do it. Let them do it. And then, I mean, we got a couple of hard drives. We got like 2 or 3 hard drives, Antoinette and I, that have crapped out on us. And they're up at my guy, the computer guy's place, and they're very expensive to get going because they have to be done in a vacuum. They almost have to be done where there's no air around to open them up.
Wow.
Otherwise, you mess everything up. But that's almost that kind of thing that there's such a meticulous thing in order to get that information off of there.
Yeah, I tell you, it kind of scares me because, you know, my knowledge, I mean, the FBI has always been on the cutting edge and have had some pretty smart people. And for that to, you know, kind of stifle the FBI and to not be able to bypass that feature is a little disconcerting. But I've heard this morning, too, that McAfee has offered to be able to do that and to provide that service if Apple won't. So I suspect
they
know
how to.
Yeah, I just heard that this morning, whether it's true or not. I don't know if it was confirmed because, you know, you have to listen because, you know, Fox makes up everything. And, you know, the other news reports, the other news channels
they're always correct. They're always
correct.
Yeah.
So, and I have to listen to what a Reverend Al says because he always speaks the truth. And so, haven't been confirmed, but you know, if McAfee has that capability, I mean, why not? But it'll be interesting to see. I mean, if you have somebody like the CEO of Google that can absolutely refuse a court order, I mean, on something like this, I really want to know what are the legal implications. Are they going to throw this person in jail for contempt? Like they would me or you.
Well, they should. You know,
they should, exactly. Yeah, so this is going to be interesting case law, and we'll see how far it gets taken. But, you know, the thing about it is, if you think about it from a marketing technique, this is great for the CEO of Apple. He's going to increase their sales exponentially now if people see him advocating for the rights of consumers and he's trying to protect their privacy, so to speak, even though they maintain all the crap. And probably have records of all your texts and emails and communications. Most people don't think they do, but I'm sure that they do.
They have access to them.
And the second point is that if he toes the line as much as he can, and these terrorists know that even with a court order, the FBI is not getting information. Guess what that does to sales of Apple iPhones? They'll be like Toyota Toyota trucks in the Middle East. They'll be buying these phones like they're going out of style. So there you go. But it'll be interesting to see. And we're entering such new dangerous territory. It's just absolutely incredible.
We're entering. We're in it.
Yeah, we're in it. You're right.
You know, the whole thing you got to realize is that fat thighs matter. I came up with the thing, fat thighs matter. No doubt about it. No.
Beyonce, fat thighs, heavy thighs,
fat thighs,
thighs.
And fat thighs in the air don't shoot, you know?
Now,
that's the whole thing. And I have a whole thing Jimmy J's got a lot of calls from a lot of people, and it's called Fat Thighs Matter. I put a little video up on it on Facebook. It's a cute little thing. It's called Fat Thighs Matter. And Lisa has the MP3. She's going to play it. It's a little long, but we'll get it. And
thank God she doesn't have the MP5 and shoot it.
That's it. Lisa, play that for us, can you please?
Today in news,
here's Jimmy J.
Jimmy J.
WMEX.
Today in news,
WMEX.
Trade Martin is on assignment.
Fat thighs matter.
Damn right. And as Rush Limbaugh would say, right on, right on, right on.
And now, we will annoy you with another Jimmy J. Retro call. Who the hell let the dogs out again? That's not a dog. That's Hillary.
Fat thighs matter.
Every time she lies, the dog barks.
If Hillary keeps talking, the dogs will never stop barking.
Hi, this is Jimmy J. Please leave your name and number at the tone. I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Thanks for calling.
Jimmy, this is Barack. How are you, buddy? DJ of the stars, you're the best, buddy. Yeah, WMEX, on the way, I know. Well, it looks like South Carolina got taken over by Donald J. Trump. But he'll never be president, Jimmy. I'll tell you right now. He's got no experience, and he's never been a community organizer like yours truly. I learned it all on the streets. And besides, he's got no strategy to beat ISIS, like me. Listen, I'm sorry, I can't make Scalia's funeral. Yeah, he's with the 72 virgins. I just can't make it. I got a fundraiser that day, and it's very important. You know, Scalia was, didn't agree with Scalia, but I can't make his funeral. Don't feel bad. He's with the 72 virgins. Don't feel sorry for me, and don't feel bad at me. Okay? Thank you. Bye.
Who the hell let the dogs out?
Hello, this is Hillary.
Hee-haw!
Fat thighs matter. You Yeah, my campaign manager told me to call you. This is Hillary Clinton. You know who I am. I don't believe I ever lied, and I don't believe I'll ever lie to the American people. I love them. Fat Lives Matter. I'm opposing that other guy. I don't want to mention his name now because he's doing too well, but he's a socialist, and he wants to give away everything for free. I want to give everything away for free, too, but I want to give a bonus. But I beat Bernie in Nevada. I beat Bernie in Nevada. Fat Lives Matter. But listen, I don't lie about things, but when people lie, I know that their dogs bark. Yeah, that's just me imitating a dog barking, but that's not too good. But I do it the best I can. That happens with people when they lie. Everybody lies. I don't lie. I'm a very honest person, and everybody knows that. Fat Lives Matter. Thank you. Whatever your name is, I forget what your name is again, but
Jimmy J.
Thank you very much for listening to me. I will talk to you soon, and be good, and don't forget to vote for me. Fat Lives Matter. Yeah, because my husband wants to be president again. He wants to be the first pervert. Shut up. What's so funny about that?
You know, since I met you with Barack, you know, Barack put me on the phone with you when I was having lunch with him. This is Bernie Sanders. I love you. You're the best. You're on WMEX. I got to listen to you some night because I heard you play some of Trey Martin's stupid records. Yeah. I'm the socialist. You know who I am. And you're the DJ of the stars. That's why I'm here, because I wanted to talk to you, because I'm a star and I'm going to win all the primaries and all the votes. Mark my word, Jimmy, even though socialism and communism has never worked before, I can make it work. I know I can make it work, because I'm smarter than everybody else. You know that. Why, I'm even smarter than John Kerry.
Hello, Jim. This is John Kerry. The haughty John Kerry. You are the DJ of the stars, and I love you. I know you a long time. You and I go back a long way. You remember we got drunk together. And listen, I'm meeting with the Hollywood boys, all the bigwigs. We're going to discuss some of our new strategies against ISIS. They know what they're doing, these guys. I got together with a kindergarten class the other day. They, along with Beyonce and Miley Cyrus and Fat Thighs Matter, of course, have been advising us on the world situation. The Rock and I take these opinions seriously. Especially Fat Thighs in the Air Don't Shoot to get their ideas. I want to get some ideas from Hollywood, and then, of course, I'm going to go to the jails and ask them what we should do about ISIS. Because we've got no idea. We're getting different opinions. Especially Fat Thighs in the Air Don't Shoot. All right, Jimmy. All right, Ike, you're the best, buddy. Thank you very much. I think the Pope wants to talk to you.
Hello, Jimmy. This is the Pope. Jimmy, I was making a speech today in the Vatican. I said I'm making a mistake. I said it, the F-bomb, it's very bad. I made a mistake, I'm sorry. But Jimmy, please don't compare me to a Donald Trump. He uses the P-word. You know, it means something about a cat. I apologize, I made a confession. I say three Hail Marys and four Our Fathers, and I go home. Jimmy, forgive me, please. I don't want to make a fool out of you. Champagne F bomb. Sorry. Jimmy, you know what happened today in Mexico? I was there in the parade. We were walking there. And somebody pulled on my coat. I fell over the wheelchair, man. It was very bad. I was very angry. I said, you son of a bitch. No, I didn't use the F-bomb, though. Jimmy, please forgive me. They pulled on my coat. They made me fall. This is what I said. No, sis, egotistica. Quete paso. No, sis, egotistica. Which means, don't be selfish. Don't be selfish. You're very selfish. Leave me alone. I dropped the F-bomb. Jimmy, I want to talk to you about Trump. He wants to build a wall. Someone wants to build a wall. He's not a Christian.
I tell you right now, even though around the Vatican we have a bigger wall, a very big wall, all the way around the Vatican. But Trump, if he builds a wall over Mexico, he will not be a Christian. It's very bad. I don't like a Trump, but it's me, DJ of Stars. Remember what I said, Muhammad in the Quran is the same as the Jesus in the Bible. I believe Muhammad was a Christian. He said they people think I'm crazy, but Muhammad never built a wall. But tell you what, I love the Quran. It's very good. This is the Pope. I don't like it at Trump. He got a bigger wall. He wants a big. He's got a big walls. He's got big walls. He's got big walls. He wants to build big walls. And we don't like a big walls. Not a Christian. He got a big walls. Jimmy, be a good boy, Jimmy. Don't follow my example. It was very bad today.
Who the hell is that?
It's the Pope.
And now we have annoyed you with another retro Jimmy J call. Thank you.
Actually, that was very annoying.
Are you serious or delirious?
Fat thighs matter.
What?
Fat thighs matter.
Are you kidding?
Stop it. I say a prayer. You're making a scene.
What the hell was that?
That's what everybody is trying to
do. Oh, my God. You
long,
must have so much
fun.
It's
a little long and redundant, but what are you going to do? You know, focus is a little redundant.
That's it.
He is redundant. You know,
oh, my God. Can you believe he was? He made those statements about Trump? Good
no,
Lord.
Look like it.
Man, I'll tell you what. And then there's my Monsignor. You know, asking again for everybody to contribute to the $1.5 million renovation, renew, restore, whatever. And then on top of that, he's like, yeah, they got the Archbishop or whatever it is, the diocesan appeal. And our goal is a little bit smaller, but contribute to that too. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
So, and then the Pope speaking, I don't know. Maybe it's just me, Trade. I don't know. Maybe it's just the mysterious colonel who's getting delirious. I don't know.
It's Glenn Beck who's fasting for Cruz.
Wow, yeah. He's
in Nevada. He's
do you ever catch his show?
Not lately, but I...
Yeah, because he's got Dana Lash, and I really like Dana, but she was on the other day, and she is really, really against, as is Beck, against Trump. And, you know, she was bringing out all the people he's connected with, the banks and stuff like that. And oh man, my head's spinning from all this, you know, everybody's against everybody thing. It's like, wow, man. So I don't know what's going to happen to the Republican Party. I don't know what's going to happen with this election, but it'll be interesting.
My problem with Cruz is that he does not look presidential. And you know, I guess, you know, I like what he says, actually. You know, he seems like he's a good guy. He's a sharp guy, there's no doubt about that, but he just does not look presidential. And that's why Trump has got it all over him, because at least Trump looks like a leader. He looks big. You know, it's really like kindergarten stuff, but looks count in an election. The looks count.
Yeah, I know. But if that were the case, why wouldn't we have elected, you know, Sarah Palin, if you want to go for looks?
Well, she never ran for president. That's one of the reasons.
Yeah, I guess she probably should have ran for the top position. She should have been in top. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say that. Easy, Colonel. It's a fun show. But,
that's right.
I don't know. I hate to say that when everybody says it. And, you know, when Bill Clinton got elected, everybody said, oh, my God, all these women. He's so good looking. Yeah, well, he could smoke you. Never mind. We're not going to go there either. But anyway.
Well, that's the thing. You see, they look at that. They look at the persona of the person.
Yeah, yeah.
Very important, really. You know?
No, and that's probably why, to a large extent, these young kids who didn't know any better voted for Barack Hussein Obama.
Right.
You know,
right,
because
right.
He looked so good, and he's young, and he plays basketball, and he smokes cigarettes, and did a little dope in his day, and he never studied at school, and he did all those things that kids idolize. So that's probably why they went for him, and the Hope and Change
and Bernie,
was a great slogan.
They go for Bernie because Bernie looks like their
free.
Grandfather. And that
yeah, and he speaks about those Wall Street bastards, and I'm going to give you everything free. They don't have to pay for it. It's free.
Those billionaires, yeah. Well, what are you going to do?
Every college should be free, and, oh, man, that breakfast food right now.
He plays your accordion for
yeah.
Kids, you know.
Yeah.
Well, you heard him play the accordion, right?
Yeah.
He's going to play the accordion. He comes out. He likes, because he says he wants Jimmy to play his accordion stuff on his on his radio show so he can get a hit record. All right, listen, it looks like we're out of time. Colonel, I want to thank you for being with us.
Always a pleasure.
Sunday Morning Funhouse. I want you to listen to us on Wednesday night at midnight, Tuesday night, midnight, Wednesday, the very start of the witching hour of Wednesday. We're going to see you, and it's 8 days till Christmas and 260 days till the election.
And it is Lent.
Have a great day. And that's right.
Take care, Lisa.
Bye-bye.
Take care, Trade. Bye-bye.
See you guys. Don't Lisa. Bye-bye.
Today in news.
This has been the Sunday Morning Funhouse Show with Trade Martin and Jimmy J. I hope you had fun. It's over. Can we have cake now, guys?
Today in news.